Kalina, a novel by Pam Clark, read by Jenny Hoops. I would like to dedicate this book to Tony, Hannah, and Emily for their gift of time. Part 1. Water. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tunes without the words and never stops at all. Emily Dickinson. Chapter 1. The woman lying beside Katya wept. Each tear pooled upon the straw pillow, her sobs shaking the bedstead. Katya shivered and rolled over. Comfort would only come for Aya with sleep. Katya lay silently, willing the stream of dreams to wash over her bedmate. Nights on the ship had been unbearable since they had left Antwerp. The Arcadia had docked, and all passengers were ordered not to disembark. The ship lulled in the lapping water for hours as the crew took on hundreds of barrels of cement as ballast to steady the ship on its Atlantic journey. Passengers were locked into the third level of the ship, the stench already building, the heat stifling. Aya had tried to subdue her husband, but he was overtaken with the feverish desire to get off, to be on land once more. He had caused such a ruckus, pulling away from her, telling her he couldn't stay on the ship a moment longer. He banged on the locked door of their third-level hold and bellowed. The crew acted quickly, unlocking the door, taking him by the arms and pulling him up the stairs. Aya followed, her skirt billowing, her arms reaching for him. "No, no," she cried into the air. She was forced back down the stairs and pushed back into the room. The lock clicked. "Too late, miss," the crewmate said through the door. "He's not coming on this trip. Too unruly, too unpredictable. Can't have that on the open ocean." Aya doubled over in sadness, and when she lifted her face to her fellow passengers, her complexion was white, stricken with grief and fear. She pushed her way to the porthole, peering out for one last glimpse of her husband. She saw him there and banged on the porthole. "Pasha!" she cried out. Katya had watched this scene with horror. It was like watching someone lose a limb, Aya's husband torn from her and heaped on shore. Katya had gone to Aya then and instinctively embraced her in her woven shawl. Aya looked through Katya, her eyes glassy, hollow, shocked and filled with such longing that Katya thought this woman may never be whole again. Katya lay in the darkness, her back curled to Aya, wanting to reach out to her, but cocooning like a fearful child, the damp sheet veiled over her. Katya cupped her growing belly in her hands and breathed deeply. If she listened carefully, in between the soft sobs of Aya, she could hear the rhythmic
Sample complete. Ready to continue?